This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
CPAC 2021, Orlando, Florida. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon, and we have a bang-up show for you today, folks. We're going to tell you about the CPAC event itself. Matt Schlapp, the head of the American Conservative Union, will be here. We're going to talk with Senator Kevin Cramer, the talk radio town hall. We're going to talk with Pete Hegseth, who will be in the Fox News. Of course, Pete Hegseth will be a part of the Senator Cramer's talk radio town hall. But we begin with one of our favorite members of events like this, a favorite activist. It's the founder of Priests for Life, Father Frank Pavone. Father, how are you?
Scott, I am doing great. It is so good to be with patriots from all around the country at this moment in time, and we're having a great start to a great weekend.
What is most important for you at an event like this?
To network, to catch up with people that, you know, we work with all through the year, but at a distance, and this is a chance to see people face to face, to thank them for their commitment, and to see how we can help each other. That's very much a part of what goes on, aside from the, of course, the presentations themselves, but see how we can help each other. That's the best thing about it.
What is the thing that Priests for Life, and for that matter, the pro-life cause needs, most?
Well, right now, we need most to be courageous in the political arena. We have a party in power, the Democrats, who, I'm sorry to say, and it makes sound judgmental, they hate America. They are going in a completely different direction than what our founders established, a completely different direction, by the way, than what the church lays forth as the vision for politics. And we've got to resist it. And many people, the reason they don't resist it is they don't even notice it. They don't even see the nature of the battle that we are in. But it is a war. It is really, really bad. But the good news is that, you know, we've got the truth, and the truth always wins out when we have the courage to proclaim it.
And this is not a Catholic only thing, is
That's
it?
That's right.
It was viewed as that for, you know, the Catholics and the whole abortion thing. And, you know,
right.
I'm always amazed at the pastors I've known over the years who tell me how much grief they get when they talk about it from the pulpit, for crying out loud. I mean, why, first of all, you know, why is there that, even within the Catholic community, that aversion to taking this issue head on? And second of all, explain how it's gone beyond the Catholic Church.
Well, you know, when I started leading Priests for Life in 1993, I was going around to parishes as I still do, and preaching sermons on abortion. The response I got was, thank you, and why has it taken so long? People are thirsting for this. Sure, some people will complain, but I think that pastors are prone to blow out of proportion the people who do complain, and they only represent a small fraction. People want the truth. They want the message. We got to proclaim it in a compassionate way, and when we do, people are going to see, hey, this is the right thing to do. When I train clergy how to preach on abortion, I say, look, here's what you start with. You start with, nobody needs to have an abortion. We are here to help you find alternatives. And as you know, the pregnancy centers are booming across the country. There are five times as many pregnancy help centers as there are abortion clinics.
And we have a fantastic group of them in North Dakota.
You do. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, from Park River to Fargo to Bismarck to Minot. It's amazing.
That's right. Yep. So, I mean, if we put them front and center, how can people object to that, right? And then secondly, those that have had abortions. We at Priests for Life run the largest ministry for healing people after abortion. We don't judge them. We don't condemn them. We want to welcome them back. If we lead with those two messages, people are going to be much more open to listen to the rest of the message, which is, hey, we have to protect these babies by law, that they have a right to life. It's not a privilege or a favor that we're giving them. They have a right. So we've got to get the laws to line up with that right.
Donald Trump, I would argue, was the most pro-life president in history.
Absolutely.
That's not even close, is it? I mean, there's good ones. George W. Bush was good. Ronald Reagan was good.
Well, you know what the difference is, Scott? You know, Reagan and Bush, and we worked with both of them, they signed the right pro-life bills. They advocated for the right pro-life bills. What's different about Donald Trump? Well, it's what's different about him on a whole range of other issues, too. He leads. He fights. He rouses the people. He gets out in front. He doesn't take any nonsense from the enemy. The way he talks about it is a plain, simple, ordinary way that the American people are talking about it around their kitchen tables and their living rooms. That's why we love him.
One of the things I hear from Catholics that I bump into is, you know, why isn't the Pope more out front about this? And I know, you know, a lot of my priest friends will just sort of nod quietly, not really say anything, and say, well, you know, you know, maybe he'll retire soon. Maybe he'll be done. I mean, they're diplomatic about it, but it seems as though this Pope cares more about the environment, if you will, which we all do, but the environment certainly includes unborn babies.
Well, it sure does. Well, and, you know, he does acknowledge that, even in his big encyclical about the environment that a lot of people make so much about. He talks about the fact that, hey, we can't be talking about saving animals and destroying the unborn. You know, he does put it front and center there. But yeah, you know, popes are men, just like any other man. They have differences of opinion. They have different emphases. They have different philosophies, different political ideologies. This guy is different. When you think about it, we've been spoiled. We've grown up under saints as popes. You know, we had a long time under Saint John Paul II. So, I mean, in a sense, we've been spoiled, and we've forgotten sometimes in the Catholic community that, you know, popes are human, and, you know, the Pope is not an oracle, you know, that we have to take every word he says as the word of God. No, not at all. There, you can legitimately disagree with things the Pope says. What we don't disagree with is the faith, as the Church has always taught it.
What will a win look like? What is the next big victory for the pro-life movement?
I'll tell you what, it's these midterm elections, because we're not going to be able to get anything done legislatively. We've got to play defense now in Congress. On the states, we're winning a lot, and we're going to see a lot of good. We are seeing already in this legislative session 2021, a lot of good state pro-life laws passed. And, you know, there's a new enthusiasm on that level because of the almost 300 federal judges that President Trump put on the courts who are going to be now more ready to uphold bold, strong pro-life laws that come from the states. So that's a day-by-day, that's victory. But on the federal level, we have got to retake the House and the Senate into pro-life hands in 2022. Absolutely essential.
I want to ask you one last thing, and that's related to what people can do. So many people are passionate about this cause, and they don't really know where to direct that.
Yeah.
You know, and at the state-by-state levels, you say, I'm waiting for the first domino to fall where a state says, not here.
That's right.
Right, not here. I mean, Roe versus Wade allowed it to happen in other places, but we're not going to let it happen here.
That's what's needed. Exactly.
So how do people affect that kind of change, and where our listeners are, North and South Dakota, Montana, Minnesota?
You've got some great people in those states. Get to know your state legislators. That's a very practical thing to start with. You know, many people, even very involved people, they don't know who their representative is in the state house or the state senate. Get to know them. Take that step. Sit down with them. Find out where they are on the issue. Let them know where you stand on the issue and see what their priorities are, how you can help them advance pro-life legislation. That's number one. Do the same on the federal level, of course. Get to know your representative and your two senators. And then I would invite people to sign up for action alerts from my group or other groups, but we've got a website, stopabortionnow.org, where we are every move that the Democrats make to advance abortion. We are right on top of it. We're sending people action alerts. Here's what you say. Call this number. Tell them this message. And if people will just take part in that, as they say, more than ever before, that counts. That matters. And then you tell your fellow voters in your district, in your state, hey, did you know the extreme position our representative is taking on this, or our senators, they likely don't know, and it's time for us to tell them.
Father Frank Pavone is a warrior, but a happy warrior for a great cause, the pro-life cause. Great to see you. Glad you're here.
Yes.
Energizing the conservative faithful, and consider this an invite to come to North Dakota again very soon.
I will definitely do that. Thank you, Scott, and thanks to all our listeners.
Father Frank Pavone, appreciate you being here very much, and we are at CPAC 2021. Got a couple minutes before break here. We'll start getting some calls in. By the way, two ways to join the program today. You can call the usual numbers. You can text the usual numbers. But we also have a freedom. Krista, would you take a photo of Father and I? He wants it with his camera here. Right there. So 855-217-76. 855-217-76 is the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline. And the Be the Buffalo Hotline is 24/7, 7 days a week, where you can leave your comments with us, okay? So I know the folks listening to this program, you're the kind of folks that turn into the storm. You are the buffalo, and that is so wonderful about you. And I also know we have, you know, a statewide 2 hours a day. And an event like this, we just don't have the time to get to everybody we want to get to. But that doesn't mean we don't love you one bit less. We do. It just is easier for us if you make your comments there, because we'll get them in that way, and then you don't have to wait. Okay? Simple as that. 855-217-76. Day or night, whenever it works for you. Okay? If you want to join us during the show, talk to any of our guests today, 701 701- 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can text me today. Todd is not on. Chris, the super producer, you can text, or me. I'm at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. Okay, you want to text Super Producer Chris. And by the way, he's the guy you want to text if you want to be on the show, because he is the gatekeeper. He decides who gets on the show. Chris Larson, who is the epicenter of the What's On Your Mind radio network, live from Mayville, North Dakota, and the Luther Memorial Home. That's right. Also the host of Energy Matters. Chris is at 701-352-8661. 701-352-8661. Okay? And since I'm doing it, I'll also tell you, always welcome your emails. Scott H at FlagFamily.com. Scott H at FlagFamily.com. And love your mail. I get more mail. I get lotion for my cracked hands. I get sweet notes from people. I get comments from inmates, for crying out loud. 2852 Thunder Road, Fargo, North Dakota. 2852 Thunder Road, Fargo, North Dakota. Right next to the go-karts and the mini-golf. God bless you, folks. More from...
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift. The gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online... umary.edu/discovermore.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Ryan Wiggy is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's On Your Mind, live from CPAC 2021, brought to you by Mike Lindell from MyPillow. Mike today will be our after-the-show guest. We did that just because we wanted to make sure we gave him as much time as he needed, and we don't exactly have the luxury of a lot of time here. So he's going to join us, and what did he tell me that he wanted me to tell you? I guess you're just going to have to wait and listen. He is very busy on the legal front. He's spending most of his time with lawyers right now, and what they're trying to do is try to get the proof in absolute proof before a court that ultimately will go to a Supreme Court. So, but we'll have Mike for the full, however long it takes, in the After the Show show. We'll have that up shortly after the program that you can watch on all of our social media. And Michael Lindell will join us there as well, okay? So I wanted you to know that. 800-528-0550, the number to call. 701-258-0550. Matt Schlapp at the bottom of the hour. Pete Hegseth coming up. Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. And also a fellow by the name of Saul Anuzis is going to join us today. We had scheduled Saul yesterday, but Saul's back today. Longtime activist, one-time candidate for chair of the Republican Party. He wanted to come on from the perspective of, you know, a very solid voice in the conservative movement, related to how do you bring the Trump voters and the traditional Republican voters together. And we end up talking about something he's very concerned about in North Dakota, and that's Senate Bill 2271. If you're seeing any members of the North Dakota legislature during the break, I encourage you to ask him about Senate Bill 2271. Senators already passed it overwhelmingly. And I'm still scratching my head as to why that happened, how it happened. It must have been something that they didn't spend a lot of debate time on it because people aren't familiar with it. But it makes the electoral vote, the electoral college vote in North Dakota secret. Secret election. What the heck there? I don't get that. Now, the House is getting this. Some people are saying it's connected to the national popular vote. It's a way to stop the national popular vote. That's a separate debate, number one. And number two, I don't see any mechanism in which it does that. I'm happy to debate national popular vote with anybody, whether you like it, whether you hate it. I think Donald Trump has made the national popular vote necessary, and he supports it. But that's a separate debate from this. We'll talk to Saul about that. Anyway, what can you do to support Mike Lindell? Somebody yesterday, I love our listeners, because somebody yesterday calls and says, hey, one way I'm going to support him is I've just bought $2,000 worth of MyPillow, but I didn't take your promo code discount. And I said, well, that's noble of you, obviously. You want to give more revenue to MyPillow, but just so you know, MyPillow is fueled now by shows like ours. Because without the grassroots, they don't have anything. So if you're doing that, if everybody did that, we wouldn't have the power we have with MyPillow to recognize the power of this platform. Somebody else texted after that, and they said, well, how about this guy? How about we spend the same amount of money, we just get more pillows? So spend more. And I love that person more. There's a true capitalist. Just spend more. Just invest more in Mike Lindell's mission and Mike Lindell's cause, and you get some great products to boot. What's not to love about that? The towels, the robes, the body pillows, the mattress toppers, the dog beds, the gift cards if you have anniversary, birthdays. Load up on the gift cards. Say, here, whatever you want. You want MyPillow sleepwear? You want a new robe? You take your pick. You're just buying the gift cards. And if you really want to learn about the genius of Mike Lindell, you got to read the book, From Crack Addict to CEO, What Are the Odds? My wife, Maria, is immersed in this book right now. And every page, she tells me another little tidbit. And she's more of a kind of wind-down novel reader at night. She's reading In the Sauna from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. That's so much fun, you can't believe it. That's why I have so much energy now. I need an hour less sleep every day, for crying out loud. I can't believe it because of that. Thank you, Vince, for the gift of sleep. Sleep hard and sleep an hour less in that beautiful sauna. But she's been reading that and just loves it. So whatever you get, support Mike, support the team at MyPillow. 800-506-9028 at MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right, it's so fun to meet people at CPAC that you had no idea they were out there. And if you've got a particular thing you're watching from CPAC and you want us to track down, we're happy to do it. Let us know, 701-258-0550. The executive director of SecondVote.com, Amy Lamon-Wilhite, is here. And Amy is part of this amazing story called Second Vote. I want you to know about it. Amy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. Nice to see you. Glad you're here.
Thanks for having me.
So Second Vote, what first caught me about Second Vote was a way for individuals to invest their money in a mutual fund or whatever, like they would do their stocks, but do it with
with those that we know share our values, right?
A little bit, yes, it is like that. Let me share a little bit how we got started. Congressman Dianne Black, who was the chair of the House Budget Committee under Trump, she's now retired, but she and her husband, Dr. David Black, founded Second Vote in 2012. We just celebrated our 9-year anniversary on February 20th, and this is how it was founded. They were at the grocery store shopping, and you know how they always ask you to donate some money at the cashier, at the check, you know, cash out register. And so Dr. Black donated some money as they were checking out. And then when they were walking to the parking lot, Congressman Black said, "Why did you do that?" And he said, "Why wouldn't I do that?" And she said, "Because that nonprofit actually supports Planned Parenthood." And so he was like, "Wow, you know, I'm pretty educated. And how come I didn't know that this organization gave to Planned Parenthood? I don't want my money going there." So that's how he started Second Vote. He pulled some researchers together, and now we've researched over 1,600 companies, whether it's retail, charitable dollar, or the donated dollar, or an invested dollar. So you can go on our application, our web app. It's secondvote.com. You can download it from your phone and your browser and add it to your home screen. And you can basically search any company and check their score. And we rated them on 1 to 5, 1 being the far left and liberal, and 5 being conservative, and then 3 being neutral. And we really want companies to just be neutral and stay out of the culture wars and quit pushing this leftist agenda. And we're trying to educate conservative consumers to shop their values. And so it's a free app. It's out there. And then to your question, this is a nonprofit side. He recently started a for-profit, secondvotefunds.com, and that's secondvote2ndfunds.com. And he's created a family of funds that, so you know when you invest in them, that it's on life, border security, Second Amendment, and First Amendment, that you know that when you're investing in these funds, that they're going to either be neutral or they're going to be, you know, for life and for the Second Amendment and for border protection and all that. So you can go to the secondvotefunds.com and check it out, and they'd love to help you out if that's something that you'd be interested in investing in.
Amazon isn't on your list, I don't think, is it?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, they're giving all their money to the hard left. You know,
yes.
Microsoft probably not either these days.
Yeah, I mean, it's really tough. I mean, people sometimes look at our ratings and say, "Well, wow, where do I shop?" You know, everybody's scoring low. And the thing is, this has been happening for years. And people now are just kind of waking up to seeing, like, hey, the money that I spend is going out to support these things that I wouldn't vote for. We say your first vote is at the ballot box every 2 years in either a local election, or then you go, you know, 4 years for federal election. But that's your first vote, is at the ballot box. And your second vote is with your dollars, is with your wallet. And we feel like we have the power in our pocket, and we need to start using it.
Shop your values, folks. Invest your values. Very important. You find out more about these guys at Second. That's the number 2ndvote.com. Secondvote.com. So glad. We as consumers, conservative consumers, can make a big difference. Thank you so much. Great to see you.
Great to see you, too. Thank Attention you.
And farmers, steel prices are on the rise, and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock, and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Shane Tibiotowski, NMLS 194550 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. Being a military combat veteran myself, giving back to our veterans is very important to me. People's Home Equity features VA and military home loans. Also, special discounts are available to purchase or refinance. To learn more, call me, Shane Tibiotowski, at 701-390-1674, at 390-1674, or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Under President Trump's administration, about 300 children crossed the border in an attempt to get into the United States. President Biden touting open borders during his campaigning, a Customs and Border Protection staffer told Biden officials Thursday the agency is now projecting 13,000 unaccompanied children will cross the border in May of 2021. The U.S. military conducted airstrikes against Iranian-backed militia groups in eastern Syria late Thursday. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby confirmed multiple structures belonging to the Iranian-backed forces were destroyed in a U.S. airstrike. No reports of casualties or damage. Leading female Democratic politician stayed silent Thursday on the sexual harassment allegations against New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo by former aide Lindsey Boylan, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Vice President Kamala Harris, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez were all no comment. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What's on your mind? Live from CPAC 2021, brought to you by PetroServe USA. Who isn't hungry today on a Friday? And I'm telling you what, at all their locations, Valley Dairy Stores, PetroServe USA Stores, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, that includes today, pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine, exit 292 I-94, two Sloppy Joes and chips at the Harwood location off I-29, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, chicken tenders, Yulin meatballs today, Sloppy Joe's on 12th Avenue North, grab-and-go convenience, home cooking at PetroServe USA. The president, the main man at ACU, the American Conservative Union, and the, of course, keeper of the keys that is the CPAC, Matt Schlapp is here. Matt, how are you?
Great to be with you, Scott.
How you been?
It's been good so far. So far, everything's going okay.
You're drinking from a fire hose or what?
It's good. You know, there's something about Florida. There's an easygoing vibe. It's a little bit calmer than when you're in the swamp, and everything just seems so toxic.
It is, and you didn't really have much choice but to move it out of the swamp, did you?
We had to leave. They shut us down. They canceled us. They canceled the voice of the president. They've canceled the voices of conservatives, and I don't think we want to take it anymore.
What's the theme of this year's CPAC?
America Uncanceled.
America Uncanceled.
Because it's actually reality. We're going to uncancel.
I love that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's very necessary. People have been, family members have canceled me because, you know, I put things on Facebook. I mean, it's just crazy what's going on. Family members, you know.
Right.
It's terrible. So America needs to be uncanceled. We need to get to it. There's no doubt about it. Tell folks that haven't been a part of CPAC why they should be here.
Well, you know, if you can't be here, you ought to watch. And no matter what your political persuasion is, I mean, one of the things we just did is we had Alex Berenson. He used to be with the New York Times. He was fired because he had some heterodox views in the New York Times newsroom. And we're in this crazy period of time where you're not allowed to have individual views. You must have these kind of collective views that people tell you you have to have. And when you step a foot over line or you have your own individual idea, you're called the worst names. And let's stop it. That has to stop. It's not America.
History of CPAC includes a lot of famous speeches by presidents. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Ronald Reagan came to CPAC something like 13 times. He launched his national political career here. We know the Trump story. He came in 2011. He was famous already, but he launched his foray into politics because of the association with CPAC. There are all kinds of people who spoke this morning already. You know, James Lankford from Oklahoma, a great conservative. Mike Lee from Utah, another great conservative. Scott Walker, the former governor of Wisconsin, another great conservative. You know, somebody like that is going to be a leader in the future for the whole country. And they come to CPAC, and ordinary Americans like myself get to kind of hang out with them and hear them and learn. And you know, our focus at CPAC is the Bill of Rights, which I don't think the Democratic Party really wants to uphold much anymore. And the idea that, you know, do elections matter? Do we have free and fair elections?
That's a big question. A question a lot of people here are asking, Matt. The president's speech on Sunday.
I think I hear CNN sucks in the background. I just want you to know.
They do. So it would be fine if we hear that in the background. Yeah, I love it. And there is a lot of energy here. It's so fun to watch. But the president's speech is, I mean, everybody's, you know, they're focused on it like you can't believe. What are you expecting to hear from the president on Sunday?
I don't exactly know what he's going to say. I think he's formulating his remarks. I think most of it will come from the heart, and I think he will think about it right up until he gives the speech. I don't anticipate he'll announce that he's running. I suppose anything's possible. I know he's looking at it very seriously.
What should he do? Should he?
He should talk about how we all stand up and stop the socialist agenda, and how there's still a majority of Americans who don't believe in this radical stuff, and what we can do right now to start pushing back and to win. Because I think we're on the cusp of getting majorities in the House and the Senate. We talked about Kevin Cramer. We have the ability to
get... You're a fan, right?
I am. Kevin Cramer should have a gavel. And until we get the majority, he won't. And with gavel comes authority and power and the ability to do good and uphold the Constitution. And I think we're right on the cusp of that. I don't think the American people believe what's coming out of this administration and Pelosi's mouth. And, I mean, they believe it, but they're worried about it and they don't support it.
What should he not do, the president, on Sunday?
You know, I'm sure he'll want to settle some scores, but I'd say, you know, do it and move. Don't feed it. You know, he has got such an important voice going forward. Let's all figure out how we unite and win in these battles. That's what I would do.
I told you.
Although he has to call the news media fake news media.
Right.
Or it's not a speech.
Let me tell you a little advice I gave him and see what you think of this, because I saw him at Mar-a-Lago, as I told you, on Wednesday. And he said, I'm going up to CPAC. I said, I know, we'll be there. And he said, well, we're working on the speech right now. He said, these guys don't want me to say the election was stolen. What do you think? And I said, well, it was. I don't think there's any doubt about that, Mr. President, but probably better that you leave that to the 80 million people that voted for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Because if you say it, that's all anybody's going to cover. And that's the sickness that is out there right now.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you say stolen election right now,
yeah,
you're canceled on Facebook, which is ridiculous. First of all, should he say that in your mind? Or should he try to find a way to acknowledge that's out there, keep the passion of people? Because when you talk about free and fair elections, you're losing every day MAGA faithful, Trump faithful, who are despondent because of the election. They want that adjudicated, right? And our friend Michael Lindell is working like the Dickens to get this in front of a court, to get this finally decided. But, you know, everybody gets nervous as soon as you say stolen election. Why?
Because I actually don't say it because it implies that somehow when we weren't looking, they just nabbed it out of our pocket. And I think they were very public in what they intended to do. They filed 5 years worth of lawsuits in states. They changed laws where they couldn't change laws. They simply broke laws. They did everything they could to get illegal ballots in the count, knowing and wrapping it up in kind of this kind of racial identity politics to back off people who are, quite honestly, shamed for being white and having positions of authority, which I think they need to get over and just follow the law. It doesn't matter what color you are. And they did all that knowing that if you can get the illegal ballots in the count, you'll never get them back out. And that's not stealing. That is a five-year plan to kind of take over our democracy. Now, what I would say is that there was huge amounts of election fraud, historic amounts of illegal ballots in the count. It was intentional. It didn't happen because somebody was disorganized. It happened because that's what they wanted to do, and they want to do more. And now that they've won in all these states where we had weak Republicans or where they controlled the legislative chambers, now they have the gall. And I was reading on Twitter this morning with Mark Elias, who I have a lot of respect for. I think he's an evil genius. He's now saying we can't allow anybody to ever put restrictions on voting, and so we're going to pass a federal law. By the way, when they say election restrictions, what they mean is they don't believe that it is the right thing to do to prevent anybody from voting more than once. They don't believe it's the right thing to do to prevent people from voting who are specifically barred from voting. They don't believe there's anything wrong with allowing people to vote who aren't registered to vote. And they don't want any cross-checking across state lines to see if people voted in two jurisdictions. They don't care if you filled out ballots that were empty and you don't even know the intent of the voters and you vote for them. They don't care if you go to nursing homes with people who haven't voted in cycle after cycle after cycle and grab their ballot and fill it in for them. They simply don't want any of that to be regulated.
Kevin Cramer calls some of that legal theft. You know, what happened during COVID and what they're trying to do and the way they pass laws and restrictions, some of the community, there's legal theft. I mean, it isn't stolen, like you say, because we let them do it and we watch it.
Yeah.
But, it, you know, have you seen Absolute Proof, the documentary?
Yes.
And, you know, the last 45 minutes of that are extremely powerful related to national intelligence stuff.
Right.
SAT level of clearance that very few members of the intelligence community have. This scorecard and this hammer are programs that were designed by our intelligence community.
Right.
Right. And according to this investigation, turned on domestic enemies. Now you say that's insane. That doesn't happen in America. Well, it happened. 5 years, Donald Trump could show you chapter and verse where it happened, right?
Right.
So is it? It's plausible, is it not, that they use these machines?
Well, I suppose you can approach these things and say we ought to be curious enough to track down all this. I would simply, my pushback to this would be the garden variety theft that's been happening for 100 years. They perfected. And the garden variety theft, people voting twice, dead people voting, people who are too young voting, people voting from addresses that you can't legally vote from, people voting from addresses where they don't live, people voting from addresses that have nothing on it. All of that being illegal in the state of Georgia, for instance. How about a consent decree saying we won't check any signatures in the whole state of Georgia? How about in the state of Nevada where even the socialists said you must check the signatures, but they come up with a fake machine to check those signatures and the machine doesn't work? The garden variety is enough to flip these states. So if there are these other things that are difficult to prove, I'm fine with people going after that. I'm just saying, like, what I saw was the garden variety basic stuff.
And by the way, your friend and mine, Carl Rove, you know, when I talked to him about Absolute Proof, he did me a favor. He watched the whole 2 hours, and then he picked it apart. Basically, his overall theme is, Scott, we're a nation of laws, and if that stuff happens, somebody whistleblow. Well, somebody has. Four people have within the intel community who, when this program was shut down to observe everything, still watched.
Well, my response to Carl would be, you know, when we sat in rooms with no cameras and everyone talked about how they steal elections in big cities across this country, Republicans still had a lot of control in cities. And what's happened in our big cities is they've gone very hard left. We don't have any control. And so what we used to be worried about with them stealing has now been put on steroids just because they control everything. In some cases, like in Clark County, there's not a Republican in the room at any time to say anything. So you say whistleblowers, it's not as bipartisan as it used to be. Even in the state of New York, where you didn't have a lot of fraud because there was a bipartisan approach to elections. But what I would say to Carl is that why don't we just go through all of the voting rules? And make sure all those people are legal voters.
How on every paper ballot where there's a question?
Well, in some places, obviously, that's even a problem with paper. But I'll give you one little example that Carl should understand, because we talked about these things.
And he's critical of you for being out front on these issues that are garden variety theft.
I have a conscience. I'm trying to do what I saw. He wasn't there. He doesn't have the evidence. Yeah. I'll say this. He's a smart guy. He's a good guy. And if he saw the evidence, I think he would agree with me. But they sent 95,000 ballots in Clark County that they knew. 95,000. They knew that those were not legal votes.
You know,
they still mailed them. Do you know what? Thousands of those were returned. Who returned those ballots? Somebody who's not legally allowed to vote. That state was determined by 32,000 votes. You know, Carl lost that state a couple times really closely. And if we continue to allow them to do unregulated mail-in votes, look at the states that have it. We'll never win another presidential election again.
I'm with you. By the way, Carl, to his credit, says Antrim County, Michigan is a bad problem because it does prove that those voting machines could do what all the companies are saying and suing but that they can't do.
But he also knows we have to verify the signatures of people who vote by mail. We've done that for 200-plus years.
And we threw it out the window due to COVID.
Threw it out the window due to COVID. So if you're dubious of election fraud and everything else, fine, be dubious. I'm a skeptical political person, but you know that with 3% of mail-in ballots tend to get thrown out because that's the level of fraud. People who filled out a ballot that was mailed to someone else, for instance, or they don't sign it because they're trying to hide. If you took the 3% in Georgia and in Nevada, that alone is a big driver to switching the end result. And if we're going to do this, a lot of his friends are going to lose as they run for office.
Well, that's the thing, and that's what I think CPAC is so important for. We've got to bridge that divide between that establishment Republican blue blood types and these passionate folks, and I know you're doing that well. Thanks, Matt. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for being at CPAC.
Matt Schlapp, he's the boss at CPAC.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Piper's Auctioneers 2021 Equipment Auctions will bring exciting opportunities for the new year, including Premier Farm Equipment Auctions in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Bismarck, Bowman, Rain, Jamestown, Bowdoin, Steele, Marmoth, Animoose, Lear, and Raleigh, North Dakota. With today's optimism in the equipment markets, it's never been a better time to turn iron into cash, and Piper's regional and online auctions can do just that. Consign your items today at 701-523-7366. All equipment inventories and auction details are updated daily at Piper's.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Back on What's On Your Mind, live and direct from Orlando, Florida, CPAC 2021. A lot of stuff happening. There is a grassroots movement growing in North Dakota called Freedom Matters. And two of those wonderful individuals
are here, and they are representing North Dakota well. I got to tell you that. They put together a great idea, a cap to memorialize Rush Limbaugh. It says Rush 1951 to 2021 on it. It has the golden microphone on it, and they're handing them out to folks here at CPAC. It's pretty darn cool. They were just on Right Side Broadcasting with an interview. They're doing more, but go to shopfreedommatters.com. Hey, Rick, shopfreedommatters.com, right? Shopfreedommatters.com. That's where you can buy. Yep, exactly, because freedom does matter. And the Rush 2021 Memorial Hat is here. So get shopfreedommatters.com to get those. We're brought to you today by Pfeiffer's. Of course, the folks that know land auctions, machinery auctions, real estate auctions, real estate sales, better than anybody. You call them at 877-700-4099 to get their catalog. It's fabulous. I talked yesterday about some of the land auctions coming up. Let me talk about some of the equipment auctions they have on tap here soon. Sioux Falls is next up on March 4th. The Upper Midwest Equipment Auction from Pfeiffer's. It'll happen Thursday, March 11th. Check that out online. The Private Party Farm Machinery Auction in Steele, North Dakota is Thursday the 18th. Their big Western Dakota equipment auction is the Charlie Hilton Retirement and Aber and Sherry Krinke Retirement Auction. That's on Thursday, March 25th. One coming up in Bowman on the 26th at the Dakota Pfeiffer's Western Dakota Equipment Headquarters. And then the Lichty Farm Retirement Auction in Jamestown is Tuesday, March 30th. Oh, my goodness. A lot of memories there. That's just March. Pfeiffer's.com. And don't forget to tune in K-Fire, WDAY, AM 1100 The Flag, and AM 1090 The Flag tomorrow for the all-new America's Land Auctioneer Show at 7 a.m. Saturdays on a radio near you. Saul Anuzis is here. Saul's a political activist of all kind of political activists. He can talk to us a little bit about this merging of the MAGA movement, the conservative movement, and the unity that we seek. I speak of the MAGA movement because I consider myself part of that first, like the old Tea Party movement. And the unity has to come from the establishment. We'll talk to Saul about that. But first I want to talk about Senate Bill 2271 in North Dakota, piece of legislation designed to take the electoral vote in North Dakota and put it behind the curtain, adding some secrecy to it. What is happening here, Saul?
This is unbelievable. I mean, this bill has actually been brought up in several different states, and everybody who's actually looked at the bill and actually analyzed it have killed it. I mean, I was in New Hampshire talking to the legislature there, and the House and the Senate unanimously killed the bill in committee. Your neighbors just south of you guys in South Dakota, the bill was brought up for a vote, and I think the vote was like 31-1, and it killed it in South Dakota. I mean, this is a unbelievable bill that is designed to basically cast secret votes and secret ballots and keep the results secret until after the Electoral College meets. I mean, it makes no sense from a public policy standpoint. It makes no sense from a political standpoint and from just good governance, from transparency, from openness in the process. The idea that there is somebody out there that wants to keep your vote secret until it helps them out. I mean, this is how conspiracy theories start. This is how people start saying, why are there politicians in North Dakota that want to keep our voting results secret? Take a look at it this way. If North Dakota thinks it's okay, what happens when California or Illinois, some strong Democratic state, thinks it's okay? I mean, you know, in my home state of Michigan, unfortunately, we have some of these big cities like Detroit and Flint and others, and they keep their votes secret until all the rest of the votes of the state are in. And amazingly, they always come up with the right number of votes to take to swing an election one way or the other. Now, you know, as a Republican in Michigan, you know, when I look at North Dakota and the Republicans in North Dakota, I look at it as God's country. I mean, you guys actually vote conservative, have Republican representation, and are lucky enough to live in a state that is conservative and Republican. But there's a lot of states that aren't. And think of the precedent that potentially this sets, where you're giving license to the liberal Democratic states to say, well, if it's okay for North Dakota to pass a secret voting bill, then it's okay for California, New York, Illinois, or any other left-wing crazy state. This is quintessentially very similar to what the Politburo in the old Soviet Union would do, you know, as I think it was either Lenin or Stalin, you know, was credited with a quote saying, it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes, right? To paraphrase a famous statement. What are they thinking? I honestly don't understand.
Well, I understand the legislation was an idea from former Senator Kurt Olson, who is a opponent to the national popular vote. He's selling this as a stop to that. Even Jim Casper, the chairman that'll hear this in the House committee, said, I don't like national popular vote, but I need to know why we needed to do this to stop the national popular vote. First of all, national popular vote. Let's just talk about that briefly. Why are they worried about it?
Well, first of all, there's two different proposals. There's a constitutional amendment to eliminate the Electoral College and move to a pure national popular vote that the far left has been pushing nationally. I don't know of a single Republican or conservative in the country that supports that, but that's the famous one that everybody hears about. There's a second movement called the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, which is basically a federalist state-based approach that not only preserves but strengthens the Electoral College and basically gives states the right to determine how their electors are chosen, and they're choosing to use the national popular vote to do it to make sure that every voter in every state is politically relevant every time. Again, I believe we're a center-right nation. I think more people share our values than theirs.
Well, look at a red-blue map in the last election.
Yeah, and so when we're able to unite the conservatives across this country, I think we're going to run better and we're going to win.
County by county.
Well, I keep hearing good news coming out of CPAC, Scotty. Every time you're talking to somebody, I hear more good news.
No kidding. It is. And I'm glad they're also worried about Senate Bill 2271. More with Saul and News is on our social media today on the Trump divide within the conservative movement. More coming up. Don't go away.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.